Camden Martin in that ball game, the second leading rusher, 9 carries for 39 yards. Of course, he was injured last week. Talked a little bit to Coach Sullivan before the ball game. Said he should be back in a couple, 3 weeks, hopefully. So that's good news that he isn't out for the season. So looking forward to his return as well. Upcoming schedule for these two ball teams is next Friday for both of them. The Royals will be at a pretty good eye scan team, while the Cardinals will be playing host to Abbotsford. So that's next Friday. This Friday, got a little bit of a north wind, a little bit of cool. It sounds like it's going to be about 25 degrees warmer next Friday night.
Yeah, that's all right with me. I don't mind the cooler weather. I really don't. But just a little early for that, Randy.
Yeah, the exciting news is that this is great football weather for those kids out there. They don't have to keep rehydrating. That shouldn't be a problem here tonight. So I think the Royals won the toss and decided to take it, as they are going to be defending the south goal here tonight. Deep to receive is Joseph Johnson, and the kicker for the Pacelli Cardinals is Eric Reinke. Excuse me, I thought it was going to be Reinke. It's actually going to be, I believe that's number one, Belize?
Yep.
Baduzzi.
Yep.
Last week it was Flaker who did all the kicking.
Badoon with a baboom there.
All the way to the 10-yard line, picked up on the far sideline, and he just ran out of real estate. Otherwise, that return would have gone even further for the Royals. That was Kalen Ott, I believe, the return man.
Yes, it was, according to Phil Hartley.
So first and 10 for the Royals, as they will kick things off from their own 30-yard line.
For you stats keepers out there, there was a fumble on that play as he bobbled the kick before he was able to recover it and raced up the far sidelines and pushed out of bounds with decent field position, I would say.
So Braxton Steinert, the quarterback, will tuck it under center. One man behind him, two in the slot, left and right, and one wide out on the bottom of the screen as we get underway. Glad you're along here on a nice Friday night, right up the middle to Wiley Cornwell, the 5'9", 160-pound sophomore. Pushes the pile ahead with the help of his offensive lineman for 6 yards. They'll mark it at the, they'll put it back at the 35. Well, they took a play for them to switch it on me.
Yeah, that's par for the course. That's typical wishbone formation, the two wing backs and the one fullback sitting there dead center behind the quarterback under center. That's typical wishbone formation, and that's one thing the wishbone likes to do, is be an option out of that formation.
Run the dive once again to Cornwell, and he goes up to the 39-yard line for a gain of 4. So pretty obvious what Coach Sullivan wants to do is establish the middle of the field, which he thinks he's got the advantage with the line there. Bring up third down and 1. Did your Oklahoma Sooners win last week?
I don't know. Is the sky blue?
It was kind of a slow start, but I think they won pretty handily, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. They looked all right. I unfortunately wasn't able to see them, but they looked all right.
And
gain of 6.
Handoff. Cornwell, I was watching Steinert. He got dumped back at the 35-yard line. He made a great choice that time to hand it off and get it ahead for 6 to the 45-yard line. So fresh set of downs for the Royals.
That was one thing I was interested about coming into this game, was just to see how more efficient the Royals are offensively and defensively, and especially when they're playing a team that's actually comparable to them.
Yeah, probably one of the few times this year. Here's a handoff off the left-hand side. Cornwell, 50, 45, 40. Break it down the near sideline, 35, 30, and finally going to be Brock down.
Attaboy.
Inside the 25-yard line at the 22.
33 yards for you, Randy. That was great. The play started off going right up the middle, and he shaded to his left side, and he got the edge after getting what would have been first down yardage. And he goes inside the 25. Royals in business inside the red zone of the Cardinals.
First and 10 for Assumption. Same formation every play thus far. And once again, the handoff off left tackle this time. And the plunge goes to the 18-yard line for a pickup of 4, second down and 6, as Cornwell again toting the ball for Assumption.
If there's no reason to stop giving them the ball, you know, keep giving them the stinking ball.
And we've got a timeout on the field called by Pacelli. So the Cardinals want to regroup before they get themselves in a hole on the scoreboard. We'll take a quick timeout. Let's just do 30 this time, Seth. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight. Lows upper 30s. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s Saturday and mid-70s Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. Currently at 62 degrees.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Toyota, and more. Tired of searching dozens of sites or driving far and wide for the right truck? Don't exhaust yourself anymore and trust the team at 8th Street Auto. Let them do all the legwork. 8th Street Auto Sales and Repair. Stop in today. Work with their knowledgeable team and be able to say, hand me the keys to that pickup truck. A person's truck is a reflection of themselves. Why waste one more minute? Drive away today with your dream truck from 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids.
WIRI Nakusa.
Trust Bank Field as the Royals try to run a play and put Johnson in motion, but Joseph, I guess, turned up field just a bit too early. They call him for illegal procedure, so that'll push it back 5 yards, and it'll make it now second down and 11 back at the 23-yard line.
Yeah, that's the first thing that they've done tonight that hasn't gone exactly to plan. So we'll see how they regroup here.
Trey France, bottom of the screen, the only wideout, the other 10 in tight. Steiner, again, puts Johnson in motion. And let's hope he gave it off. He really got grabbed hard and did a great fake on whoever number 54 is, because they don't have one of them on the program, of course.
That should be an unsportsmanlike penalty, 15 yards.
Instead, Cornwell picks up a gain down to the 16-yard line for a gain of 7 on the play. Bring up a third down and 4 for the Royals. See what they can come up with here as they break the huddle. Again, under center, Johnson in motion. Now he stops, and Cornwell turns around and tells him something. They look over at the sideline to get the play from coach, and now we're going to have a timeout taken by Assumption. They were getting awful close to a 5 yard delay a game, and they did not want to have that happen when they were at the 17-yard line with a 3rd and 4. Gives us a chance to talk a little bit about Homestead Golf Course and Supper Club. As fall is approaching, why not head on out there and take a look at the course? We had a chance to be on it last night. Boy, the greens are in great shape. One of the guys out there made a putt number 5 almost all the way across the green. It was just beautiful condition. Paul does a great job out there. Make sure you stop in for some of Mary's delicious home-cooked food afterwards and say hi to Jamie and the whole gang out there, just 2.5 miles west of the viaduct here in Wisconsin Rapids. So we got Badger football for you tomorrow, as the Wisconsin football squad will be taking on the Coyotes of South Dakota. Last Thursday, they defeated Northern State, which is out of Aberdeen, South Dakota, a Division II school, by the final of 45-3. So,
Northern South Dakota State?
It's Northern South East Western, I believe it's the proper title.
Sounds like a compass to me.
So the third down now, long 40 yards to go for the Royals as we come out of the huddle for Assumption up to the line of scrimmage, same formation. Hand it off in the middle, and it's going to be close for Cornwell. I think he may have it. I think they're at the 11. It's going to be awfully close. The headline is at the 12.
They're giving it to him.
Wiley Cornwell, first down.
They'll mark it at the 12. Gain of 5. They needed 4. So another first down for Assumption, as the drive is still alive.
Well, that was going to be 4 down. That was going to be 4 down territory,
yeah,
anyways.
Absolutely.
The way you're marching the ball down the field, you better be going for it. I don't know how good their kicking game is. Haven't seen much of it this year.
They'll mark it at the 11 officially now. And they go off the left side again. And did the Royals get on top of it? I think so.
Yes, he did. Cornwell recovered it.
Also a flag at the 10-yard line.
a flag on the play.
Wonder if it was a face mask on there, too. I don't know.
The head linesman talking to the...
No flag.
Wave it off. So it's going to be a gain of a yard.
Waved off.
Second down and nine. They can get a first down. It'll just have to be inside the one-yard line. We've almost played a third of the way through quarter number one already. Opening drive of the ball game.
Yeah. All eight carries by Wiley Cornwell, 63 yards.
Busy young man.
Yeah, he is.
So Braxton overlooks the defense. Puts Johnson in motion. They'll pitch it to Johnson on the right side. Can he get to the flag? He's at the five. Touchdown, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption, as the Royals take their first lead of the season.
That's all right with me. That was beautiful. It was a little slow developing, that pitch to the right side. And I was a little concerned watching, excited at first. Didn't think he was. I thought he was letting up on the run a little bit as he was running towards the corner. But he finally put her all in gear, and he got in there. And it is a 6-0 lead for our Assumption Royals.
So we were talking about whether or not they... what they'll have for a kicking game. We haven't had a chance to see much. We're not going to see it right here, as they will go for two.
Put the pressure on Pacelli to have to keep up.
Put Trey Fance on the right side, and they will go to the left, and the ball's going to be just shy of the goal, so the two-point conversion is no good, as Steinert, not real happy that time, as Sean Berna put him to the ground, and he kind of got up and looked at the official, and the official goes over and talks to Mr. Berna about putting him down after he had handed it off. So the Royals will grab the early lead, 6-0, as a two-point conversion comes up short. Seth, just a 30. Back with more from Woodtrust Bank Field right after this.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Imagine waking up hungry, cold, or lost within yourself and too proud to ask for help, but struggling. Love Inc. and Love It Again Thrift Store is helping people grow in Christ and get their lives back on track. Don't be afraid anymore. Call 715-424-5689.
Back here as the Assumption Royals take a 6-0 lead here in the first third of the contest, as they were able to chew up 4 minutes and 9 seconds off the clock on that opening drive. All runs, by the way. And some of the basically one, two stats about
that. Yeah, 9 plays by my count, as there was one penalty on the drive. The illegal procedure. It was 8 carries by Wiley Cornwell for 63 yards, and then the 10-yard touchdown run by Johnson to give the Royals a 6-0 lead real early over the Pacelli Cardinals.
And on the kick, the ball skitters out of bounds at the 33-yard line. So usually they get the option of having it where it went out of bounds or the 35, which would not make any sense to put it at the 33, but they have to give them the option, I guess.
Yeah. Speaking of, you said skeeters out of bounds. I haven't seen the skeeters in a while.
It's been kind of a nice year. There was a one-week little window in there where they were kind of bad, but outside of that, it's not been too bad at all.
Yeah, not too many complaints from me, at least, but for once, I guess.
Well, I guess that ball went out at the 38-yard line, not the 33.
Uh-huh.
They were standing back at the 33 moments ago. Okay, so 1st and 10, we just report where they put it, right?
Yep, we're not making this up.
Well, sometimes.
Well, we have to sometimes.
So the quarterback, Jake Williams, 6'2", 155, and a sophomore. He'll take and hand it off straight up the middle to Eric Reinke, and he got grabbed and put down real hard. The defensive play for the Royals by, I think that was Thomas Hannum, the senior, who goes 6'1", 185. So pickup of 3 yards to the 41-yard line. And it'll be a 2nd down and 7 for Pacelli.
Kind of a different-looking formation for the Cardinals. It's not a wishbone formation. kind of a
split backfield, right?
Yep.
Behind Williams. Everybody in tight, not a wide out in the bunch. And then they'll pitch it on the left-hand side. Breaking some tackles is Bryce Flaker. And he's just a sophomore, if I remember correctly.
Yes, sir.
So he had a good game last year. And the sophomore is able to get across midfield to the 49-yard line for a pickup of 10. So it'll be a fresh set of downs as they are now in Royal territory after that pickup of 10. Now an eye backfield with a man in the slot on the right side. They'll pitch it to the near side, and there's some running room. See if we can pick up the number. I think that was Flaker again.
Yes, it was.
And he gets to the 45-yard line. So a little quick hitter for 4 yards as Braxton makes the tackle. And we'll bring up a second down and 6 at the Royal 45-yard line. Clock now down to 6:24. Quarter number 1, Royals on top, 6-0.
Tick, 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 tick.
All runs thus far for both teams. This is the first possession for Pacelli. Flaker's going to go left side this time, and they're going to mark him right at the marker. They might have to measure this. Let's wait and see what they do. Put it down at the 39-yard line for a gain of 6, and they'll say, close enough, let's give it to him, and they do.
You know, I like this because a couple of these, they're not option plays per se. It's just a couple little counters, really, that they're making with this play, with their yardage, whether it's a fake counter and go up the middle, or they fake middle with a kind of a misdirection with the ball movement by the quarterback. It's kind of funky to see.
Now they go the I formation. Flaker's dotting the I back there, and they'll give it to him off the left side again. He's got some quickness. He hits that hole fast, and he's grabbed there for the Royals by Vruwink at the 35-yard line. So just gets the ball, makes about 4 or 5 yards every time, and brings up a second down and 6. We've got some interesting things going on in sports world in Wisconsin tonight. Brewers, last we saw, were down 3-2 to the Rockies at home. And the Packers, of course, in Brazil tonight. They'll be just underway, I believe. They're probably kicked it off already.
Trying to keep an eye on it.
Here's a counter on the inside to the right side. And nice running room for Reinke that time as he gets all the way down to the 23-yard line. He's got some quicks, too, as he picked up 12 yards just like that. And another first down for Pacelli. Is this going to be a high-scoring affair?
It could be. Whoever makes a first stop wins.
That could be.
We've already seen Assumption has a tendency to put the ball on the carpet a little bit, though. That's not what I like to see.
Well, the Cardinals now come to the line of scrimmage. Again, no wideouts. This time the backfield is split with Flaker on the left side, Reinke on the right. And they'll fake the pitch, and the whistle blows. It was fortunate for the Royals. That might have been a touchdown.
Yeah, by the way, that left the hole on the left side opened up. They got their seal blocks, and they kicked out. And I think he might be halfway to Saratoga by now.
So instead of a touchdown, it goes back to first and 15 at the 28-yard line. And that will stop the clock momentarily, and now they'll wind it again at 4:15 of quarter number 1.
And the Packers are underway.
Not losing yet?
No, not winning either.
Boy, what a wild finish last night in that game between the Chiefs and the Ravens, huh?
Boy, was that fun to watch, minus having to see Taylor Swift.
There's the handoff on the left side this time to Flaker. He just keeps driving those feet across the 20. He's laying at the 19, but they're marking it at the 20. So they'll give him a pickup of 8 on that carry. And Nike takes a 1st and 15 down to 2nd and 7 as they get close to the red zone here, do the Cardinals. Cardinals in the white uniform with the red helmets and numerals. Royals in their dark blue uniforms. A little bit of white trim down the sides. Everybody on the line of scrimmage, holds their position.
Pass.
Looking downfield, going to throw it for the corner of the end zone, and it is dropped in the end zone. Had a man out there, just wasn't able to hang on to it. I think that was Malise Badoon, the intended receiver. Royals had pretty good defense on it. It just happened to go through the defender's arms and hit just enough to, I think, disconcert Belise that time, and he wasn't able to hang on to it. So on the incomplete pass, it'll be third down and 7. Pretty nice play design and call that time by the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, you can face guard now. For a while, you couldn't. You could face guard. He got his hands just up there enough to disrupt the field of vision by the Pacelli Cardinal receiver. It actually hit him right in the chest and bounced out, so he wasn't able to track that ball in the whole way.
Two in the slot, two in the backfield. Pitch to the left side. Flaker will go around that left side. Pulls through one ankle tackle, and he gets it down inside the 15 to the 10 to the 9-yard line for a pickup of 11. So the Cardinals on first and 15 are able to run it twice and pick up a first and goal, and they'll place it at the 9-yard line.
Yeah, it's like I said, I don't know how much either team really kicks, and it could be coming down to one defensive stop or one missed two-point conversion.
Yeah, last week the Cardinals were able to put up 15 points. One was a 7-pointer, so they must have been able to kick an extra point.
Sack.
Sack takes place back at the 15-yard line.
Thomas Hannum.
And it's going to be a loss of 7. They'll put it at the 16-yard line. And it'll be second and goal now. And getting closer to a country mile. Clock down to 2:15, quarter number 1, Assumption on top, 6-0 from Woodtrust Bank Field here in Wisconsin Rapids. Wind dying down a little bit. It was blowing pretty good before kickoff from the north.
Yeah, dried out that grass pretty well today once it decided to stop raining.
I didn't expect that much rain today.
No.
I was kind of surprised by that.
I was very disappointed.
So Williams now, again under center, I formation, and again whistles blowing. And
delay
a delay
game.
A game this time. So that's the second penalty in this drive. And now it's going to be second and goal from the 21-yard line.
Two penalties for 10 yards in the game for the Cardinals.
About 5 more yards. Second and goal from the 21.
Ten plays thus far in this drive. Royals had a 9-play drive when they punched it in, thanks to Joseph Johnson's jaunt around the right-hand side. Williams back under center, I formation. He takes and he hands it off to Flaker. Again, breaks one tackle, still grinding ahead before he is met by a host of Royals and pushed back at the 18-yard line and held to a gain of 3, where it'll now be third and goal from that 18-yard line.
Flaker with a carry.
He runs mad.
He does. He hits the holes hard. And is able to get themselves a couple of quick yards every time. So third and goal from the 18-yard line. Back split this time behind Williams. And he'll fake.
Pass.
Back to throw. Got a man wide open in the end zone. Touchdown, Badoon. And we are tied at 6. He got behind the defense that time. It was just a matter of would he hang on, and he was able to do so. And with just 46 seconds left in quarter number 1, we are knotted at 6s. And they will try to add the PAT on the foot of Mr. Badoon. Eric Rinke is the holder. Lines are set. The ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick is a line drive that just barely clears the crossbar. But clear it does, and the Cardinals take the lead 7-6 as we take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Last week, Bryce Blaker was doing the kicking. But this week, it's Mr. Badoon, who added the PAT after his touchdown reception. And that capped a 13-play, 62-yard drive and gave Pacelli the 7-6 lead. And he will now kick it off from his own 40 with the aid of a little bit of a breeze at his back. It's a high floater that's going to come down short. Better get up and cover that up, and the Royals do. I think that's Johnson who has it.
Yes, it is.
27, maybe the 28-yard line. We'll let them mark it before we officially guess. 27, the headlinesman said. First and 10 from the Royals' 27-yard line.
Last little bit of action in the first quarter. We've got a good ball game so far.
We do. Sounds like the Packers already scored but got it called back due to offsetting penalties.
A lot of flags so far from what I understand.
I wonder if the officials are from Brazil or if they are NFL officials.
Could be either way.
There's a handoff, left side, churning ahead to the 34-yard line. Wiley Cornwell continues his great rushing here tonight. Make up a second down and three.
Yeah, they didn't give him the line to gain.
So a long two, about 2.5 yards to go for the Royals. As we are down to the final 10 seconds of quarter number one. Johnson in motion. Then he comes around, gets a handoff.
There he goes.
45-yard line before he is brought down. They'll stop the clock with 4 seconds left. They'll set the chain, and we will go to the start of quarter number two. So give him 8 on that carry. And bring us to the end of quarter number one, where the scoreboard reads the Pacelli Cardinals 7, the Assumption Royals 6. Both teams scoring on their one possession of that quarter. And we'll step out. You're listening to Assumption and Pacelli football here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Toyota, and more. Tired of searching dozens of sites or driving far and wide for the right truck? Don't exhaust yourself anymore and trust the team at 8th Street Auto. Let them do all the legwork. 8th Street Auto Sales and Repair. Stop in today. Work with their knowledgeable team and be able to say, hand me the keys to that pickup truck. A person's truck is a reflection of themselves. Why waste one more minute? Drive away today with your dream truck from 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Put on their rally hats. Looks like they trailed by a run heading into the bottom of the ninth. Packers just underway as well. Busy night. Sports Wisconsin, of course, high school football all across the state as well. As the Royals now with a first and 10, fresh set of downs from their own 45-yard line, trailing at 7-6 here at the beginning of quarter number two. Steinert puts Johnson in motion. And he'll keep it, roll to his right, and probably wishes he had handed it off to Cornwell because he's going to be dumped back at the 42-yard line for a loss of 3. Second down and 13. I think Dell's getting darker earlier, Michael. Just in a couple of weeks that we've been doing ball games, it's
I have to
turn on the light in the booth here in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, when the nights that I can work late at my full-time job, can't start extra early anymore because it's getting dark later and it's so wet in the morning, it's tough to mow. A
lot of dew.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of dew means I can't do much. And then it just gets so dark so early, when it's unfortunate, so I like mowing later in the day.
Hand off to Cornwell. He gets back the couple of yards that were lost on that previous attempt.
Giving him four.
It's third down and nine.
4 yards on the play.
For Assumption at the 46-yard line, their own. 1 minute gone by here in quarter number two from Woodtrust Bank Field in Wisconsin Rapids. One wide out on top of the screen for the Royals. Split backfield. Johnson in motion. Now he comes set behind the two backs behind Braxton Steiner. And the handoff straight up the middle. And once again, Steiner gets planted back at the 40-yard line, but the carry got up to the 50-yard line for a pickup of four.
Cornwell
not four, enough for five. The first down, so it'll be fourth down from midfield, and we're going to see our first punt of the ball game.
Yeah, that not saying that this is the end-all, be-all to the game right here, but that was a stop that someone had to make, assuming that defenses are going to be a little short tonight.
So the snap back, the boot is away. It's a good one. It's going to hit at the 21-yard line, and it's grabbed and bobbled back there by Ranky, but he's able to control it and then come up the near sideline, and he got
good return.
Whacked that time by Wiley Cornwell, and there's a flag back at the 19-yard line. So hold everything as the return did get out to the 39-yard line.
Block in the back.
Probably why it sprung him after bobbling that ball. Two flags laying there at the 21 and the 19-yard line. I think they're going to split the difference and say 20. And we'll wait for the personal foul. Blindside block by the Cardinals.
Half the distance to the goal.
They will retain possession, of course. It was after they were returning the football, so should be marked at approximately the 10-yard line. We'll just wait for the official spot, however.
Yeah, we've made that mistake far too many times.
So, yep, they put it right at the 10. And that'll be first and 10. So their last drive covered 62 yards, their only drive of the ball game. Now, if they would like to reach the end zone, they'll have to cover almost the entire length of the field, 90 to be exact.
And we'll see what they do with Badoon, because, I mean, he's been a very nice aspect to their offense so far, especially catching the ball.
He'll pitch it to the right-hand side, out there to Ranky, and he gets around the 15 to the 17-yard line on that carry for seven. And it'll be second down and three for the Cardinals. And I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to do it, Michael. I'm going to just turn on those lights.
All right.
Because the party ain't over.
Ah, I'm melting.
Ooh, that reflection's hard to see. A hard time of night, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
We'll do our best to make it up for you, folks. As the quarterback, Jacob, or Jake Williams, spins, hands it off.
Fumble.
Ball came out. Everybody's diving.
I think Royals got it.
Royals think they've got it. Let's see what the officials say. Nope.
No, they do not.
Cardinals got it back. As the ball is put back at the 17-yard line. He was up to about the 20, but the ball recovered at the 17, so no gain on the play. Third down and three.
I believe that was Flaker on the play. Right when the ball hits the ground, starts bouncing. Yeah, you kind of forget who had the ball. You just want to see who gets it.
9 minutes now in this second quarter of play. Pacelli up by one, 7-6. Third and three.
And off up the middle.
Man in the eye, and he's just pushing the pile. They had him stopped 3 yards short, and somehow he was able to push the pile to the 22-yard line, pick up five on that carry, and get the first down by a couple of yards. Well, I'll tell you what, not only does Flaker hit the hole hard, he actually
moved the pile.
A sophomore, 170.
He's a big boy.
5'11".
awesome if you wrestled. You'd be a force out there with that physicality. Basketball player, however.
First and 10. They take and give it to him again. Run left side. He's got running room. 25,
Johnson 30, whiffed.
35-40. Midfield. 45 near the sideline. And he's brought down in royal territory, but not before he reaches the 36-yard line as Reed Souter, freshman, making the tackle for Assumption. So they will mark the ball at the 36-yard line.
First down for the Cardinals.
How many yards you got on that one?
41 yards on
that. That's a heck of a run. I want to make sure you had the math right, because I didn't think I did. Already up 10 carries, 94 yards for Bryce Flaker. No touchdown yet, however.
Uh-oh. Quarterback in some trouble, gets away, knocked down. Good defensive play as they tried to sneak a body out into the flat, and the Royals would have nothing to do with it. I think that was Rowan Ross, 6'1", 165-pound junior on the play for Assumption.
Pass broken up by Rowan Ross. Second down.
That's really good moment here for the Royals on defense. A couple of really good plays there.
Second down and 10 now from the 36-yard line of Assumption. Williams checks his running mates behind him, makes sure that Mr. Flaker's there so he can give it to him, and he kind of leapfrogs the pile and gets to the 32-yard line for a gain of 4. It'll make it third down and 6.
Bryce Flaker with a carry.
For the Cardinals. This is only their second possession of the ball game, and we are down to 7.5 minutes here in quarter number 2. It's almost like a running clock.
I'm not really complaining.
What we had? One incomplete pass?
Pacelli is 1 of 3 for 18 yards.
Oh, that's right. They just had that one knocked down and the one in the end zone. Yep. 2 incomplete passes. He's going to throw it again. Got a man at the 10-yard line.
Got it.
Caught out there. Touchdown, Pacelli. He broke the tackle at the 5-yard line and got it into the end zone. That on the reception was Zane Phyllis, a 5'10", 145-pound junior. And the lead increases now to 13-6 at the 7:02 mark here of quarter number 2.
36-yard connection there. He's got first touchdown pass. That was to Badoon of 18 yards. And the second one, he doubled it up for 16.
So Badoon will attempt the PAT. Oh, kind of a low snap. They're going to have to try to pick it up and run it in. And throwing it forward, and it's caught by a lineman, but he was down. So the two-point conversion attempt is no good. And the score now reads Pacelli 13, Assumption 6. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Time for college. Is your student eyeing up your current furniture look? Visit Home Furniture and Design and get yourself a new living room set. You've succeeded in sending them off to college. Reward yourself. Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Well, we were just talking about it moments ago, Michael, that they'd have to cover 90 yards, and that's what the Cardinals did, as it took them 7 plays to do so. As it capped off with a 32-yard touchdown pass. And the extra point snap was bobbled to try to pass it. Conversion was no good, so we remain at 13-6. And now the kickoff. Coming to one of the up men for the Royals, that's Joseph Johnson. He catches it at the 20, 25, 30, 30, 4-yard line, possibly, depending on the spot.
Yeah, I'm going to defer until they say so, but I'm pretty sure it's 34.
Nope, there it is. Well, the side judge over here is at the 34. The head linesman's at the 35, but they're putting it down to 34, so that's where we'll go. So the Royals now with their third possession of the ball game. First and 10 from the 34-yard line of Assumption. They started at their own 30, 27, and now the 34. So pretty consistently the same spot. It's going a little bit quickly that time for the Royals was Cornwell. Steiner gets knocked to the ground after the whistle, and some fans below us not real pleased with that.
Understandable.
So the penalty will make it first and 15 at the 29-yard line. Packers with a field goal.
Yep.
Grab the early lead.
Fine with me, man.
One thing I'd like to see is how their new defensive coordinator does, especially against someone like Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. Now, there's a whole bunch of unknowns. New O coordinator for the Eagles and new D coordinator for the Packers, so it's a lot of unknowns being matched up there.
First and 15. There's the handoff once again. They slam Steiner to the ground, and the handoff goes ahead to Cornwell to the 39-yard line. So get those five that they just lost on the penalty back up, and it's now second down and 10 yards to go for Assumption as we have just about reached the halfway point of quarter number two with Pacelli Cardinals leading at 13-6.
12 carries for a whopping 82 yards.
It's first half, much less, almost like a ball game. Little pass out to the left-hand side.
Oh.
Goes through the hands of Bittergaard on top of it. Make sure that is a pass to Trey France. Took the head linesman a while to say, yeah, it was a forward pass. It was almost lateral and almost backwards, which would have been a fumble had it gone backwards, but they said no, incomplete. So that was the first pass attempt, if I remember correctly, for
yep,
Mr. Steiner.
That is correct.
So it'll be third down and 10 yards to go now, still on their own 34-yard line.
Late second quarter, DC Everstup over Rapids, 14-6.
Oh.
A little closer than I thought. And Nakusa, as it would appear by my eyes, tied with Mauston, 8-8, middle second quarter.
Who's off to a good start, 2-0?
Yeah, the last weekend I called you to tell you what happened. Wow, that was a spectacular play, Randy. Wow.
Cornwell, 35-40, 45-46, 47-yard line. Another big hitter that time for 13 yards for Wiley. And on third and 10, he rushes for a first down.
Got 13.
For Assumption. Exactly 6 minutes to go.
Needed 10, got 13. I like that. It's helping his teammates out a little bit.
Exactly 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, if you're wondering.
Exactly.
Exactly. France on the bottom of the screen. Everybody else in close and tight. Man in motion is Johnson. And they'll hand off the little dive straight ahead across midfield to the 48-yard line. Pickup of 5 on that carry.
Wiley Cornwell.
14 carries, 100 yards so far for Mr. Wiley Coyote.
So now the ball at the Pacelli 48-yard line, where it'll be second and 5 for Assumption. Fast-moving ball game due to all of the running.
Sure tis.
Only have 5 possessions thus far, and we're into this. Deep into the second quarter.
Here's right
a big hitter
middle.
Once again, Cornwell. 40, 35, 30-yard line. He gets 18 yards. And another first down for the Assumption Royals.
That's 5 so far in the game by my count. I could have missed one. It's entirely possible.
Let's see if I have it somewhere here. 2, 3 in the first drive. 4. 5. That was number 6.
Okay. Usually false start. That's not what we want
right
to see.
Right tackle got going just a bit early. So that's the Second penalty of this drive for Assumption. And the Brewers come up a run short tonight, 3-2 to Colorado. Oh, they had a 9.5 game lead going into tonight. Now down to 9 for sure, maybe 8.5 before the night is over.
Depends on what the Cubs do. Combined no-hitter the other night I saw.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
And it was a big win. It was like 12-0 or something like that.
It's domination.
Cornwell up the middle, 30, 29, maybe the 28-yard line. Headlinesman says 28. Gain of 7 on that carry. So makes that 1st and 15 a little more manageable at now 2nd down and 8 yards to go.
Yeah, that's 16 carries, 125 yards. He's just eating up the clock, eating up the yardage. Just got to keep getting points.
And again, I think early movement by the Royals.
Ah.
Yes.
So I think it's neutral zone infraction.
Yeah, they said Pacelli caused him to move by jumping into the neutral zone. So give him the 5 yards back via penalty.
That is the 4th penalty on the Cardinals for 25 yards.
So it'll now be 2nd and 3 from the 23-yard line.
Under a minute left to go in the first half between Everest and Rapids. Everest has scored again, 20-6, and I think they're going for 2, from what my sources tell me.
Okay. Steinert under center. He'll take and hand it off. Not much running room that time for Wiley. Maybe a yard. Let's be gracious and say 1. Bring up 3rd down and 2 from the 22.
Definitely got 1.
Clock continues to roll as they reset the clock. 3 minutes to go in quarter number 2. 13-6. Pacelli on top. Both these squads limited in numbers. About 18 for each team when they're healthy. Of course, Camden Martin missed a couple of games. That injury from last week. Good to hear, though, that he's possibly going to make it back yet this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Cornwell off the left side. Oh, Pacelli was ready for it. Got to the 20. It's going to be very close to a 1st down.
I think he got about 1.5.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's right at the 20, but they're going to say 4th down.
I think he's about 4 inches short.
Mm-hmm. Stat-wise, we say 4th and 1. Reality, it's like the length of the football at the most.
Not even.
You look at the down marker across, and it depends on which way they each tip their marker. Anywhere from 4 inches to 1.5 feet. Think they QB sneak it here, or do they hand it off? Let's find out.
You better get a good push.
He's going to pitch it to the outside, and that's going to be enough for a 1st down. That was a great call by the Royals coaching staff as Johnson took it around to the 18-yard line. Surprised everybody for 2 on that. It's 1st and 10 at the 18. I like it.
Yeah, worked for me. Worked for me and most of my friends as far as I'm concerned.
Don't quite give him the 18, but backside of the football resting on the 19-yard line. But for our stat purposes, we'll say the 18.
Green Bay moving again. They are in the red zone, 1st and goal.
Gotta love it. Man goes in motion to left-hand side, handed up the middle, and in on the tackle was big number 77, Elijah Bierenkotz, 5'10", 190-pound senior. Cornwell gets it down to the 16-yard line for a pickup of 2, 2nd and 8.
Bierenkotz. That's a heck of a name. Like it.
It is. He should just live a little bit east of Rapids here in Bieren.
Yeah. And he can sleep on a cot.
I thought of that too.
or his older family members, they could partake in a couple beverages and then go lay on the cot.
There you go. Yeah,
there you go.
There's a pitcher on the left-hand side, and that's not going to get a whole lot of yardage for
Kalen Ott.
Just a freshman, 5'7", 130 pounds. And they'll mark it down at the 16-yard line. So no gain on the play. 3rd down and 8 yards to go. You take out a couple of penalties here in this drive, and This is going to be the 13th play of this drive. Third down and about 7 yards to go for the Royals. Fake the pitch to the left under some duress as Steiner throws it. It's tipped. He had a man at the 9-yard line. That was Cornwell, but the ball was tipped and falls incomplete. And now it's fourth down and 7.
Ball's incomplete. Fourth and 7.
As the ball, again, the backside resting against the 16-yard line, so we'll call it the 15 instead of 16, as I said last time. And that'll stop the clock with just 29 seconds to go.
Not even been playing an hour.
It's funny because you think, oh, call a couple of plays, and you look over and lean out the window because the clock on the right does not run here for the Assumption football games. And, oh my goodness, we're almost out of quarter. See what the Royals can do. Big play here, down by 7, 4th and 6.
Time out.
I think Coach wants to talk a little bit about it.
Field goal for the Packers, up 6-0 now.
The one thing you hate about that is you get a set of 14-0, it's 6-0.
Yes.
One score now and you're trailing. So Eagles, kudos to them for keeping the Packers out of the end zone. Great big thank you to all of our high school sponsors, Econ Electric Incorporated, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Son Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CVB. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring you these games. Please call 715-424-1300 during business hours if you would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Pam would just love to take your call. WIRI 105.5 FM Wiscountry. You can listen on your radio or on the Civic Media app. Good one here tonight. With just 29 ticks to go in half number one, it's Pacelli on top, 13-6. The Royals are at the 15-yard line, facing a 4th down and 7. As the whistles blow, encouraging the Royals to come back out to the field after they break the huddle on the sideline with Coach Sullivan and his crew. So they will go right to the line of scrimmage and see what they have drawn up here on this one of the final plays probably of the half. Steinert under center. They'll take, and they will give it to Cornwell, and he's going to get a yard, maybe two, to the 14-yard line. And it'll be downs. So they took a lot of time off the clock. They ran 13 plays, but were unable to get it into the zone. So let's see if Pacelli's going to maybe throw a pass. They've been successful doing it thus far tonight.
25 ticks to do it.
Of course, the clock will stop every first down. And if you run a few down and outs, it's hard for high school teams to travel 86 yards in that short of time. It's hard for any team.
Sure. Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers and the Packers were able to do it a few times.
Matt, that's professionals.
Yeah. Back to throw. Williams is going to throw a little down and out. Got a man at the 18-yard line, and he is tackled out of bounds by Joseph Johnson. The reception made by Eric Rinke, so that'll stop the clock with 18 seconds left as they will mark it at the 18-yard line. So that was a tough 4 yards.
Yeah, it was.
See if the lineman pin the ears back and come with a rush. Rolling to his right. Now he sees a little lane. Steps up, and the Royals do a nice job of closing that lane. And then a flag comes in on the tackle. So no gain, really, on the carry. But let's wait and see what the flag is all about. Kind of think it could be on the Royals with he throws the flag when they're tackling him. And a personal foul face mask, that's exactly what it is. So they'll add on 15 from that end of the run. It'll now be a first and 10, and they will mark it at the 34-yard line of Pacelli.
Four penalties for 30 yards so far for the Royals.
Down to 11 seconds remaining here. Coach Sullivan encouraging his D-backs to stay deep. Don't let anybody behind you at this point. Shotgun formation for Williams. He's going to let it fly down the near sideline and overshoots the intended receiver. It looked that time like Rosie Garcia thought that it was going to be a little bit of the old button hook back at about the 47-yard line, but Williams let it fly and pass falls incomplete. So it'll bring up now second and 10 from the Pacelli 34-yard line with 6 seconds to go.
Halftime in Nacoosa with Mauston tied 8-8.
Oh, good one over there. We'll have to talk a little bit about that ending when we get a chance later on from last week.
Yeah.
Again, back in the shotgun formation, Williams takes, rolls to his right, going to let it fly down the sideline, and almost got it out to Badoon as he got a step on the defender, but clock hits zeros as the ball hits the ground, and we have come to a very entertaining first half of action where the scoreboard reads Pacelli Cardinals 13, the Assumption Royals 6. We'll step out. Seth Habiger back at our studios. We'll engineer our broadcast tonight. We'll work his magic as we take about a 15-minute break. And then we'll be back with some of the individual and team statistics from Michael Homer as well. This is Randy Paul saying so long for now. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Central Wisconsin's only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Christmas lights in the middle of June, all hung up like I was on you. I say, hey, hey, baby, do you wanna come over? You say no way, then you're moving closer. Next thing I know, you were in my t-shirt, right there. Your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh oh, so I still got it up in my head. You were moving around in the TV light. My floor, the way you wore my t-shirt. Yeah, you look good in my t-shirt, girl. Oh yeah. We'll be walking up the stairs with the neighbors saying keep it down. But it's hard to unlock the door when you're making out. You know what I'm saying? You'd be saying that we gotta quit doing this. So why are you leaning in for one more kiss? And pretty soon you're sliding off what you got on and slipping into my t-shirt.